career opportunities. I think we got one for you here. Hang on just a second. Hi. Hello, Sonic.
Hey, Garner. It's Brian again.
Hey, Brian. What? Imagine Dragons, they need a cook. And I'm wondering, where did the rock and roll drop everything and go on the road with a band spirit go? you posted this on Facebook last night. I shared it, and we got, like, no bites.
Exactly. And, I mean, the last time we did this, my phone blew up the last time we had chatted about some runners.
Yeah, that's because those were all local jobs. But this Imagine Dragons job, this is, like, to go on the road with the band and cook for them, right?
What it is the band chef, or one of the band chefs, there's like, three chefs that tour. One of the band chefs got held up at the border and was denied entrance.
Ruh-roh.
So they're short a man. They may be short two men, actually. We're just trying to figure out those details right now. They're in Calgary tonight. But, yeah, they're short a man. They're looking for somebody that, you know, is either going through school to become a chef or maybe already be a Red Seal chef.
Uh-huh.
Someone that has basic chef skills and can prep some food for the band.
So you literally would hop on the bus tomorrow night after the show and then travel with the band a bit?
Tomorrow they'd be meeting me in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I would show them the backstage, how everything needs to be done, and then you'd be introduced to the crew chief, who is he's in charge of all the food that goes out for Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
And then he'll get you a position backstage in the kitchen. It's a mobile kitchen, something they set up for every single concert. You would work the show tomorrow on Saturday at Rexall Place. Then you would get on a bus, travel to Winnipeg. You get a day off, so it's a travel day. And then the following day, you would work in Winnipeg for Imagine Dragons, cooking them food. We just need them for the two shows, just for Edmonton and Winnipeg.
So this like be a little weekend job, like, but a memorable weekend job.
A memorable weekend, and if you're good, possibly a lot more shows. These guys just don't cook for Imagine Dragons. They have quite a few shows they cook for.
Okay, well, this is interesting. So somebody with some, we don't want somebody who just can read a box of Kraft Dinner and, you know, put some corn dogs in the microwave. It needs to be a little more advanced than that. And then what happens at the end of the show in Winnipeg?
The crew would then fly you home back to Edmonton.
So on their tab?
Yes. Everything, you're actually getting paid to do this, and then your accommodations are paid for, and your flight back home.
Cool. This is awesome. Okay, Brian, how about, do they contact you?
Actually, if they want to, they can send me an email. I've got a throwaway account.
A disposable one.
A disposable one, yes.
Okay.
They can email me with their credentials or maybe even a resume, and then I'm going to talk to crew chief. Probably about 11 o'clock this morning.
Okay. So, Brian, give me your email address real fast.
All right. Brian, B-R-I-A-N, @ corporatetransportation.ca.
Let me know how it goes, Brian.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Okay. One more time here. Brian @ corporatetransportation.ca. And if you missed that, call me. I'll pass it along to you. How awesome would that be? 25, 30 years from now, telling your kids, your grandkids about that one time you just dropped it all and went on the road for like 72 hours with a rock band cooking food. 423-1029 is my number over here at Sonic.